If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, tonight we're going to explore Champaign, Urbana, downstate. And later, our own Lou Manfredini and Father Jack Claire Misericordia will join me to talk about Family Fest on Sunday. Now, speaking of Champaign-Urbana, it's the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium at U of I. The Illini are playing Kansas tomorrow, and who better to represent U of I here is familiar WGN voice, and that's Andrea Darlis. Andrea, how are you?
Hey, Dave, how's it going? I was so thrilled when you called today and said, you want to talk about Champaign-Urbana? And I think before you got Urbana out, I was like, I'm all in, my friend.
Well, the other thing, too, Mary Vandeveld wanted me to tell you in front of millions of people that you still owe her money for something. I don't know what that is. Mary, do you want to?
I think she's right, but it wouldn't surprise me, Mayor. But,
I don't know. Yeah, well, we'll talk about it later. ILL.
It's an old bar tab.
Mary, a very loyal alum. Mary, by the way, used to be an Illinette, one of the cheerleaders.
Is that right?
On the field.
Yeah.
Do they
back
still
in the day when I could kick?
Do they still call it a Linette? Do they still have those?
Yeah, they're still Linettes, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I can
they
go
do,
back.
They used to wear the tall go-go boots up to their knees, white go-go boots.
Yes, I had to throw them away though because they got big holes in them.
None of our listeners can see this, but why don't you do it? Give us a kick, Mary, so I can see you in the screen.
Oh,
yeah. There you go.
Yeah, I just pulled something.
You did. All right. I'm sorry about that.
I pulled something listening to it, Mary.
Well, by the way, Andrea, I'm glad I get to see you on GNTV again. You're like popping up on Daytime Chicago and Spotlight Chicago on GNTV. Pretty cool.
Oh, it's the best. I'm telling you, they are the best crew ever. Bob Vorwald found a gem in Daytime Chicago with Tanya and Amy Rutledge, and then Spotlight with G, who, of course, was a host on GN for a while, and Sarah Jindra, our friend Sarah. So it's a thrill. I love filling in with them. It's a blast, and they're just the best. I can't say enough about how great they are.
That's very cool. Well, you know, as I said, we're talking to the folks from Experience Champaign-Urbana shortly, and I thought, well, there's a big university down there. Tell folks what you do for U of I, Andrea.
All right, so what I do is, my title is long and fancy. It's called Senior Director of Constituent Engagement in the Department of Strategic Marketing and Communication.
Jeez, wow.
But that's a fancy title for saying media relations, public relations. Yeah. You know, I promote the university any way possible. And I'm based in Chicago because we have 300,000 alums living and working in the Chicagoland area. And our student base, right now, 73% of our students are from the state of Illinois. So it's very
exciting
to spread the word about my alma mater, our alma mater, Mary, through, you know, the channels of Chicago media, like you and being on the show with you, Dave.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that came out of U of I as far as in the media world. Mary Vandeveld.
Oh,
but
many.
Yeah, tell me some more that you know of. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Baker, Judy Sue, Rob Elgus. I mean, every
Robin Baumgarten
really represents.
Oh, Robin.
Oh, yeah. Robin.
Yeah.
Sarah Jindra.
You
were just
talking
about Sarah. Yes, Sarah's an Illini. Dominic Stassi, Dom, the news director of Channel 9. He's an Illini. Yeah, we're everywhere. We are just, you know, we have the orange and blue market cornered, I think, in Chicago.
Robin told me that the studios wherever the broadcasting media department was in the basement of her dorm, and Paul Conrad told her if it wasn't in the basement, it would have been too long of a walk for you to the other side of campus to do it. That's why you settled on broadcasting.
The college radio station, a little bit of history here of Champaign-Urbana, it was called WPGU, which stood for Parade Ground Unit, because it was a military unit that was on a military base, if you will. Not a base per se, but like kind of like a unit that was on the campus in the Armory Building, which was unair conditioned and was which we used to have classes back there in a decade we call the 90s. But now it's completely transformed. It's like a track and beautiful. But the radio station was in the basement of Weston Hall, which was
right.
Six dormitories put together, and they called it the six-pack.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Well, I'm tight on time, so I want to go to the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
That's a big highlight, and you got a lot of events surrounding that.
It's huge. The Fighting Illini, we're hosting a year-long celebration of the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium. Now, the very first game, the stadium's dedication game, it was against Michigan. And it was October 18th, 1924. And this is the Red Grange game. This is the famous game where he scored four touchdowns in the first 12 minutes of the game. But that wasn't enough for him. He ran for a fifth touchdown and threw for a sixth, a takedown. The Wolverines, who had until that point been undefeated. So Illinois is going to host Michigan this year, 100 years to the day, on October 19th. And it's going to be the rededication game. And they have all kinds of great things planned. There's, you know, tributes to Dick Butkus, the late Dick Butkus, Red Grange. There's bobbleheads. There's going to be flyovers, commemorative merchandise. And it's just outstanding, you know, and we've renamed the outside area Grange Grove.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's so beautiful. There's, like, activities for the kids and everything, and it's just a tailgating haven.
I love that. And then you've also got, because Illinois faces number 19 Kansas at a sold-out game tomorrow. Homecoming is next weekend, which is a big deal. It's also opening weekend at the Krannert Center. Tell folks what that's all about.
Yeah, the Krannert Center is, I don't even want to say a hidden gem anymore. It's a full-functioning performing arts center, and we have musicals and plays, and the symphony plays there. Krannert is just, it's fantastic. Every fall, we host the Elnora Guitar Festival, and we've had some of the greatest guitarists in the world come and perform on the Krannert stage. Joan Jett, your friend, our friend, that was there 2 years ago. Anita Franco, we've had big names who have come for Elnora, but Krannert is just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful place to see a performance of any kind.
Very, very cool. And again, the big game's tomorrow. Sold out, but you can still get tickets to the homecoming game. Andrea Darlis, always a pleasure. Thanks for sharing a little bit about U of I with us.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
Talk to you soon.